As always, we're very grateful for the opportunity to be with y'all here at the Ebenezer meeting. It's always been a blessing in the years that we've been able to attend, and that hasn't been lessened at all, even this weekend. I'd like to turn your attention, if the Lord will bless us this afternoon, to some verses that have been quoted a number of times. And as one of the brothers said this morning, I think it was Brother Howard, I don't intend to bring anything new to your minds, but as Brother Ricky did say, and Brother Ronnie preached last night, our responsibility as gospel ministers is to stir up the minds of God's people.
Amen.
It is just our nature to get settled and before long become complacent. And the doctrines of the Word of God, they do motivate us if we apply them correctly. Some folks have the idea that doctrine is something just that's dry theory that has no practical application. If that's the way we look at it, then we're not looking at it from a biblical perspective. The Bible tells us that the love of Christ, which is a doctrine of the Bible, the love of Christ constraineth us. That word constrain not only means to hold us in his care, but it also carries the idea it propels or motivates us.
Amen.
The love of the Lord Jesus Christ, it keeps me and keeps you, but it also propels me and propels you, if we look at it correctly, in gospel service to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so doctrine should never be viewed as just dry theory. And I've heard enough of it preached that way, but I would hope we never take it that way. So if the Lord will bless this afternoon, I'd like to turn to the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, look at some very familiar verses here, and be very brief. I do want to hear Brother Tommy, and I also want to go get some rest, so we're going to be brief. So the Apostle Paul begins, we'll start in verse 3, said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." And as Brother Chris has already spoken to us this afternoon, the word "all" is in this verse, but it also has limitation. He's going to let us know exactly what these spiritual blessings in heavenly places are. He tells us, first of all, according or in agreement with this, is that God hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that God the Father elected particularly his family and placed us in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's one of the spiritual blessings that you and I possess because of the love of God that's in heavenly places in Christ. He goes on to say, not only have we been chosen in him before the foundation of the world to this end, that we would be holy and without blame before him in love. He says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his own will. So that tells me one of the spiritual blessings that comes from the hand of God for you and me is that God set before this world began, he limited in advance our destiny, and that is that we would be adopted or brought in legally to the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I like how Paul tells us that in Romans, the 8th chapter. He says, not only have we been predestinated to be adopted into the family of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank God for the reality of adoption. I know several families who have been moved by, I trust, the Spirit of God to reach out to children that had a need for a home and bring them into their home by grace and mercy. And that child just flourished because someone loved them. And it's a beautiful picture of the love that God has for us when he has brought us into the family. But I also love that in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, Paul says that we've been predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So not only have we been brought into the family by predestination, but also by God's predestination, it's been determined before that we're also going to bear the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're brought into his family, but we're also going to be made to appear like him in his holiness and his righteousness and his godliness. We will have those characteristics when we are glorified at the last day. So again, he lets us know that some of the spiritual blessings we have is that we were chosen in Christ, we were elected by God before the foundation of the world, that we were predestinated to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. He says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, when he hath made us accepted in the blood. Then he says in verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So here the apostle has very quickly let us know that some of the blessings that you and I have that are spiritual blessings that are maintained in heavenly places are that God, that are these things that God has chosen us, that we did not choose him. We never would have. Even if we could have, we wouldn't have. So God chose us where we were, as he said about Jacob. He found him where? The Bible says he found him in a waste howling wilderness. Jacob was not seeking after God. God knew exactly where Jacob was, and God reached down in a rebellious time in the life of Jacob and brought him to himself. That's what he does with each and every one of us. We find that David would say that thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. When God calls, you and I are going to respond. And the whole reason that he calls us, as Brother Chris has already pointed out from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, is that he foreknew us. And because he foreknew us, he has predestinated us. He will call us. He has justified us. And he will glorify us at the last day. All of this, he says, to the praise of the glory of his grace. And I love this next phrase. He says, wherein he, God the Father, hath made us accepted in the blood. We've been accepted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's a great spiritual blessing that you have in a heavenly place, that you have been accepted in Christ. There's a lot of talking in this world, it has been throughout the generations, and it's our responsibility to accept Christ. Now listen, your life will be far happier if you'll just simply take Jesus as he is. I love in Mark the 4th chapter when they got on that ship, and there were also little ships, and they go out into the Sea of Galilee and that storm comes. You know, it says they took Jesus even as he is. I wish every child of God would just simply take Jesus as he is. He is the eternal Son of God, as we have heard proclaimed this weekend. He is the Savior of the elect family. He is our Redeemer. He is God's well-beloved. He's the chiefest of 10,000, and you and I ought to embrace him simply as he is. Here this verse says, though, that God the Father made you accepted in the blood. The blood there is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You did not accept Christ and thereby make yourself acceptable to God. God accepted you when he placed you in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ redeemed you from all iniquity, as we heard from Hebrews chapter 1, when he had by himself purged our sins, not with the help of the preacher, not with the help of the gospel, not with the help of the sinner, but by himself he purged our sins and then sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now then, how does this doctrine become real and applicable then? The fact that I'm accepted in him and you're accepted in him. Very familiar verse in Psalm 19. Verse 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be what? Acceptable. There's a lot of things that I trust we do in Christian service in the hopes that it would be acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. We find that the Apostle Paul commended the household of Epaphroditus for bringing the gifts of the church at Philippi to him, and how that he abounded and was not in want because of their kindness to him financially. And he says about that was a sweet odor, a sweet incense, if you will, that he said that was acceptable before God. He would tell the church at Ephesus in the 5th chapter in the 10th verse that they who walk in the Spirit are proving what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. You here gathered today, according to Romans 12, the Bible tells us that you and I are supposed to assemble ourselves together. Paul says that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service, but he says it's also acceptable. The only way that our meditations in our heart, our godly meditations, there's things I meditate on that obviously would never be acceptable to him, but there are words that I express in prayer, and you do as well. There are times that we contemplate, I trust, godly things. David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my strength and my Redeemer. the only way that my thoughts and my prayers and your thoughts and your prayers could ever find acceptation with God the Father is that God made you acceptable in the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way that my offerings in Christian service here in the house of God by presenting my body a living sacrifice could ever be acceptable in the sight of God is because I have first been made accepted in the blood. Understand that your godly works in serving the Lord Jesus Christ are not the way that you become accepted in His sight. You are made accepted by God the Father, and because of that, now when you serve Him, that's acceptable in His sight. When you offer your cries and your pleas and your prayers to Him and the meditations of your heart, the only way that can ever be accepted is because God first accepted you, because you were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world and predestinated, as Paul says, under the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace. You know what that tells me? It's all finally to point back to Him, to bring glory to the praise of His grace, who hath made us accepted in the blood. And may God bless you, is our prayer.